Everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Mannarino. Thursday, October 19th, 2000. All kinds of stuff to talk about here, people. Let's start off with the banks here, because it seems like the issues with these institutions is getting mainstream attention at this time. And, you know, you got to laugh at this. You really do. Because you and I called out over a year ago that there was some serious issues here. Let's talk more about that real quick. And it ties into exactly what I want to talk about more so right here in this video blog. We have, I don't know another way to put this right now, there is a meltdown occurring in the global debt markets. Bond yields are skyrocketing. The 10-year yield right now is just under 5%, and obviously, this is having a ripple effect around the world. The system is coming apart. The system is coming apart. If they do not take action to stop this bleeding here in the debt market, this whole thing is about to change really, really quickly. You can expect every underlying issue to get monumentally worse. Why? The debt market, people, is the key. It is the key. It is the freaking key to this entire thing. A hyper bubble like we've never seen before in the history of the world. Why do you think the wars are expanding around the world? Why do you think people are dying in the literal sense around the world? I have said this, that once this debt market blows up, people are going to die. And I've been telling you this for the longest freaking time. It's going to come down to resources, basic needs that people must have to sustain themselves. This is all going to become very, very scarce moving forward. But there's always enough cash to fund these wars and everything else. Oh, yeah, in case you didn't know, our lovely, illustrious president is going to be funding a humanitarian aid package, $100 million to the Palestinian people. It's humanitarian. How many of you believe even $1 of that is going to go to humanitarian aid? I don't think a single one of you does. Anyway, going back to the meltdown here in the debt market and the banks. Okay. Banks, these institutions that I have been urging you to get your cash out of, I don't know how long, they're in so much trouble that, again, they can't allow you to know the truth. They're talking about earnings and earnings and earnings. You take what these banks have been earning and weigh that against their CEOs that are loaded up with bad debt right now. And the value, you have to understand what's going on here, okay? Bond market sell-off, yields spiking. These institutions, the major banks, even the smaller institutions, but mostly the major banks, loaded up with treasuries, government debt here. They're watching the value of their portfolios literally evaporate, okay? You know what this is all about, consolidation of the system. You're going to see some failures here. More than one, more than likely, major bank is going to fail as this whole thing gets a lot worse. It's going to get a lot worse. So if you need another reason here, I guess, to try to disconnect yourself from the system, from their system today, pull your cash out of these institutions. Leave only what you need in there to conduct basic activities here. There's no reason at all to keep your cash in these institutions. Okay, and we're not allowed to know which ones are failing. How disgusting is that? The FDIC knows who they know who they are, but it's privileged information. It's confidential information. Even if you have your cash in one of these, and I'm sure you do, well, you're not allowed to know. It's above your pay grade. Could you imagine that? This is the world we're living in today. It's pretty crazy here. So let's move on a little bit or kind of tie this a little bit together. Bond market sell-off accelerating. Banks in all kinds of trouble. They are watching their debt portfolios, just value of them evaporate. Still, the banks are suffering from the three things that you and I have said since day one when we started talking about this. This was No deposits, no loans, and no deals. But their profits are good. Imagine, look, this is propaganda. Yet again, I put out a poll yesterday where I said, I personally believe that 90% of the news that is put out by the propaganda ministry, 90% of it is propaganda, and the 10%, the remaining 10% is half-truths. I think most of you would believe that here. Again, look, they can't allow you to know what's going on. And you can believe me if you want to, or you are free to not believe me if you want to as well. But these banks, get your cash out, people. Get your cash out now. These institutions are in a lot of trouble, which means you're in trouble because you're going to bail it all out. You're going to bail it all in. Whatever it is, you're going to pay for it as usual. And you're going to pay for this another $100 million going to humanitarian aid. Not a dollar of it. Not one single dollar is getting to the Palestinian people. It's a joke, but the joke is on us, I would assume. The laughter that must be on in the back rooms. Oh, I can't believe they bought it again. As Jen said, you know, we the American people can afford to support two, maybe even three, maybe even four. But what is she actually doing? We can't afford not to do it. Again, this mechanism of pulling cash into the now, war is the number one way that we can pull borrowed dollars into the system to keep it liquefied. It's not enough. It's not enough right now, and you and I called this too. We said this is a band-aid. It's not going to last. Personally, I thought it would last a little longer. I'm being honest with you. It's obviously not working here. The debt market is selling off, and this is a big clue that this thing is coming apart, but fast. Most of you, in fact, I would hope it would be all of you. From a financial point, mentally, physically, spiritually, we got each other's backs. Yes, that's a fact. They're going to do it. It's so far-fetched, so beyond the ability, I think, of our normal brains to get around. But be ready for anything here. Always be ready for a worst case scenario. And I think that's clearly what we're marching into right now. So anyway, on the back of what appears to me is an extreme sell-off here in the debt market, for which they got to take action. More people are going to die, of course. More body bags are going to get filled. We'll see how this goes moving forward. But this is not a pretty picture at all. And I think most of you would have to agree with me on that. So, but stock futures right now, they're low. Trading doesn't start for about an hour and 19 minutes for the time I am doing this video blog. Stock futures are lower. Not by much, lower nonetheless. The relative strength of the dollar is slightly lower as well. The MMR, you know, market risk indicator, is taking off. Keep your eyes on risk. I've been telling you this since forever now. It's free to you, free to everybody. Link in the description of this video. Crude oil. Gold and silver are under a little bit of pressure right now. This is going to change again. Eventually, what's going to end up happening as the debt market, if this debt market sell-off gets worse, and it looks like it is going to unless direct action by central banks is taken, unless the war expands. This, let me say this to you right here and right now. You know this already, but I'm just going to sometimes need to hear it. This war is expanding. If this war expands faster, let's say another two or three countries come in here or some other false flag event occurs, and it's got to be a big one because the last false flag didn't work. They tried to, again, push cash into the perceived safety of debt by this hospital bombing thing. Both sides blaming each other. You see it all over the news. Okay, I'm not going to go on about that. I believed that this would be that mechanism. Wasn't big enough. So be prepared for a much bigger false flag. Or central banks buying more debt, which will dilute the value of the currency they want to do anyway, suck or out, make your life harder. What are they in the middle of, people? What have you and I spoken about for 10 freaking years? This is a neo-feudal system. It's a neo-feudal system that is being created. They're not done creating slaves to the currency. So when they roll out the new one, well, you know, people are going to embrace it because they have a solution. And again, central banks must be squeaky clean. Speaking about central banks, we're going to hear from the supreme it today. The supreme it is Jay Powell. Federal Reserve Chair thing, Jane Powell, is about to open his pie hole and tell us again more lies. And it's all going to be lies. And later on today, talking about lies, we're going to hear from the other supreme it puppet, which they all are. Biden is going to address the nation and tell us why we need to send hundreds of millions, billions of dollars, hundreds of billions to support yet another war, which Janet Yellen said, oh, we can afford to do. Can't make this stuff up. It's impossible to do, people. All right, look, so what's the takeaway from all this? I think you're all prepared for what's coming, but I want to push the point home again with the banks. The banks are in a lot of trouble, and the more you hear about how good the banks are doing and their earnings are good, okay, which can't possibly be true. No deposits, no loans, no deals. It's all propaganda. The fact that these institutions are seeing their debt portfolio's value literally go up in smoke, okay? That should tell you something as well. I think we're on the same page with all this. All right, people, look, risk is skyrocketing in this market, which means that you and I are in trouble. So, I mean, the whole world is in trouble. This whole thing is erupting. And you can see the pieces being put together. Just connect a little bit. And we are on the brink of, or I would say we are in the very early stages of a new world war. And of course, millions and millions of people are going to die, as they always do. Pain and suffering on an incredible scale. We're all going to be forced to deal with that and see it. And it's going to weigh on every single one of us. I can tell you that right now. Even if you live in a part of the world that is not going to be directly touched by war, pain, suffering, and whatever else they want to throw at us, it's going to affect you. It affects all of us. We're a one world family. They want us to hate each other's guts, and they want us to be willing to splatter each other's guts all over the place for their purposes. Okay, you understand? This is not what we want. We, the people of the world, do not want war. We, the people of the world, want peace. We can't have it, okay? Because the world is run by central banks, period. And I think we're all on the same page with that, too. Love you a lot. If you got something out of this video, please share it. Get it out there. Those thumbs up are so valuable. Please, if you got something out of here, like I said, give me a thumbs up. I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. for the live stream. Listen to for Powell it things comments, and listen for Biden vomitous mask addressing the nation. That's going to be a whopper as well. All right, I'll see you all later.